This is a very special day, and a very special week, and a very special month. The month of August dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and which is filled with feasts of great saints, and especially of the Most Holy Virgin Mary. Tomorrow we celebrate Our Lady of the Snows on the first Saturday of this blessed month. And today we celebrate the feast of a great servant of the Mother of God, San Domingo de Guzmán, Saint Dominic, who eventually was to found the Order of Preachers. Saint Dominic was born in Calarruega in Spain. His mother also is among the saints elevated to the glory of heaven, Blessed Ana de Aza. His father, not yet, but perhaps someday. And as a young man, he studied at the University of Palencia, not Valencia, but Pa with a P, like a pope. Palencia, a very ancient and great university. He studied there for 10 years, and during that time, we have not been told at what exact date he was ordained a priest, and he was made a canon of the Cathedral of Osma. In the meantime, eventually he became the head of the canons, the capitular. And it was in this post that he began a lot of his exercises, preaching in many parishes and churches throughout Spain, so much so that when there was a great threat from the heretics in France, in Languedoc, the Albigensians, which were modern-day Manichaeans and prehistoric, in a sense, Calvinists. They're all related. They refused to believe in the teaching of the Holy Catholic Church. Many, many things, many doctrines and dogmas they rejected and refused. The rulers, among them Count Simon IV de Montfort, an ancestor of another servant of Mary, Simon de Montfort, who is, of course, is very instrumental in the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Mary. He tried to put them down, but it was impossible. They even murdered the papal nuncio. And it was at this time that the Holy Father asked the Bishop of Osma to go himself and with several others to the area of Languedoc in France, in the area of Toulouse. And so he went with several of his companions. At that time, he reformed a Cistercian abbey of nuns. And then it was at that time that he founded at Tuy the second order of preachers, the Dominican cloistered nuns, with whom we are also very well acquainted. And then not long after that, of course, he tried and tried and tried to quench this heresy. And of course, among other things, they rejected Mary and Jesus as the eternal Son of God made man, because everything that was physical was evil, including the body of Christ. So perhaps that's the kind of religion that the World Youth Day is observing in Lisbon right now, where all kinds of horrors and sacrileges are being committed in the name of God, in the name of the Church. And so St. Dominic didn't know what to do. And then it was at that time that the Blessed Mother made a very special apparition, and she bestowed upon him the gift of the Most Holy Rosary, the 15 decades of the Rosary. And of course, that's why we keep it that way, not 20, not man-made, but God-made, the 15 mysteries of the Rosary. And she gave it to him and told him to propagate it. And with this sword of the Rosary, because it is a weapon, the most ardent and powerful weapon against evil and against Satan, that should be used all the more, even so much today, when Satan is basically taken over the whole Church. And so with the Rosary, he began to convert the heretics in Languedoc and all over. In the meantime, at that same time, around 1216, I believe it was, with a blessing of Pope Honorius III, he began the first order of preachers, the Dominican fathers and brothers, who themselves began to spread throughout the world. And of course, at one time, he and St. Francis met and were going to unite both of their families, but then it was revealed to them both that they each had a different apostolate, a different ministry to the church. And the ministry of St. Thomas, St. Dominic, which was followed by St. Thomas Aquinas, is that of the intellect and of theology and philosophy and preaching, which, of course, the Franciscans received through St. Anthony of Lisbon and St. Bonaventure, but not to the same extent. So today we celebrate the feast of this great saint. He died relatively young, in his 40s, when in 1221 AD, and it was only a few years later, about 14 years after his death, that he was canonized and raised up on the highest altars of the church. He died on his way back to his order from a mission in Hungary, where he established the order, among them, of course, the first great Dominican of Poland, St. Hyacinth of Krakow, about whom we have preached earlier this year. And he was on his way back when he died in the city of Bologna. I think he had too much pasta bolognese, and so he died. He was not used to such rich food. So be careful about Bologna and I think anything that comes from Bologna. We have to keep our eyes open always. And we give thanks to God for this great saint, St. Dominic de Guzman, from Calarruega in Spain, who died in the city of Bologna in Italy, where his tomb is venerated in a most magnificent chapel in the Dominican church of that city. May he and all the saints, especially the saints that are devoted to the Sacred Heart of Mary and the Sacred Heart of Jesus on this Friday dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, pray for us. And we particularly commend to them all the situation of the church, where all kinds of sacrileges are being done in the name of God and of the church, but it is not in the name of God. It is in the name of Satan, our enemy. God, deliver us and help us from these enemies that have taken over the church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.